Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. 23 minutes now after 5. Good morning to you. As we continue to look at the world of technology, there's been a conversation around the 5G network, and it's one of those conversations where as soon as you listen to it, it's mouth-watering because of the possibilities that 5G can give us as a community or as the world. Now, if you think about the use of drones for delivery, self-driving cars and personal robots, you know, roaming around the house, they're fast becoming the way of the future. But these cannot happen unless we have 5G. Your 3G and your 4G networks just do not possess the capability of doing so. But then the scuffle or the fight or the diplomatic storm between the two world superpowers, that is the United States and China, is, you know, it could be affecting the 5G rollout. And we are joined on the line this morning by Siyathemba Makgobiane, Senior Consultant at Frost & Sullivan. Siyathemba, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Siyathemba, certainly it's an interesting conversation because in recent years, we've been so happy to be getting 4G, but already we are talking about 5G.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the last few years we've had, we've been talking about 3G and 4G, and now 5G is the new buzzword, and is expected to facilitate the fourth industrial revolution globally and also in South Africa. I think President Ramaphosa also announced in his Sona speech that we expect to take part in the fourth industrial revolution, which will be facilitated by 5G network.
And certainly...
Yes, which allows for faster speeds, faster downloads, real-time decision-making. So, so everyone's really excited about possibilities of 5G globally.
But it would seem this fight between the two superpowers, as we understand that there is the fight between Huawei and the United States. I mean, going as far as in December, the chief financial officer of Huawei, a big Chinese telecoms firm, and the daughter of the company's founder was arrested in Canada, from where she may well be extracted to the United States. Is the USA's fear of Huawei, China's 5G control, justified? In fact, let's even start here. Is this whole scuffle because of the United sphere, a sphere of the Huawei company and their control of the 5G network?
I think, possibly it could be. I think it's also, you got to take it back and probably look at it in the context of the trade wars between China and the USA, and just geopolitical supremacy that China and the US are on. I think in terms of it being justified, if you look at it objectively, I would say not, because, I mean, there has been no evidence that the U.S. government has come up with to say that Huawei has been part of intelligence gathering using its equipment. I mean, there have also been some investigations by the U.K. security services have also found the same findings, that there are no evidence of intelligence gathering from Huawei. I think, as I said, in the context of the trade war and geopolitics, I think there is some fear by the United States that Huawei and China, through its companies like Huawei and ZTE, could dominate the 5G market. And so I think that's probably where it definitely comes from. I think also because of China's national intelligence law that was passed and came into effect in 2017, July, that says that obligates companies and citizens of China to support efforts for the Communist Party to gather intelligence. It also sort of creates that fear amongst the American government.
And if you've just joined the conversation, 27 minutes after 5, we're chatting to Siyathemba, Senior Consultant at Frost & Sullivan. We are talking about 5G network. We're also talking about the scuffle between two superpowers, that is China and the United States, and how it could affect the rollout of 5G networks all around the world. And certainly, Siyathemba giving us a description of why 5G is certainly going to be important going into the future. 021-446-0567. You could also be part of this conversation. So, Siyathemba, as we stand right now, where are we as, you know, as the world? Do we sit back and watch these two fight it out, being helpless? Or is there maybe other superpowers that are looking to take this on?
I mean, unfortunately, you do have the two superpowers at the moment who are fighting amongst themselves. I think at the moment, we, as emerging countries at least, will probably have to watch and see. Unfortunately, it also then also delays our 5G rollout generally across the world because the likes of Huawei and the ZTE are the companies that are dominating and are leading 5G technologies around the world at the moment. So it could affect the delay rollout of 5G. I mean, I've heard some analysts say that Huawei is up to a year ahead in terms of technologies with its competitors. So it doesn't bode well for the rollout. But, I mean, we still remain positive that they'll find a common ground and we'll see what happens. I mean, Huawei is doing a lot of work around the world, and they say that actually a small portion of their work is in the United States. I think that's 6.5% of their total revenues. So we'll have to wait and see, unfortunately.
I hear you loud and clear. And Siyathemba, just before we let you go, maybe your parting words then around this issue to the Cape Talk listeners?
So the U.S. Is probably fearful of China in terms of geopolitics. I think in terms of South Africa for 5G, we're still at early development stage with trials and tests for use cases. I think 3G and 4G will still dominate in South Africa for the short to medium term, just because that they're still providing quality services relatively for voice and data services. But I think in the medium to long term, 5G will come into effect, and it will probably lie in enterprise applications rather than the end consumer. I think also for that, what you've got to keep in mind is that we still have a lot of hurdles to overcome ourselves in terms of digital migration that still needs to come to effect, and also finally spectrum allocation that still needs to be done. I mean, the president has announced that they're accelerating this process, so we're crossing our thumbs.
Siyathemba, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. That is Siyathemba Makgobiane, Senior Consultant at Frost & Sullivan.